Mix and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Man, dude. We've had a lot of stuff to talk about, and I got like 10,000 things to talk about still. Been kind of off the wall today. This is when I realized my ADHD is kind of doing bad today. I almost wish I did take an Adderall. I can't focus for ish. But I will tell you one thing. It ain't because the air I'm breathing is bad in my house. And by the way, I've also, you know, my buddy Matt, man, he's like got three houses he's working on right now. And one he bought.
Player, man.
You know, I'm working on Harden House and all this stuff. And mold is something people, you don't understand how bad it is. If you have it, it is a pain to get rid of it. But there's only one person that's a licensed mold assessor in the Mid-South. Because the air you breathe outside might make you, like, you might, the pollen in there might make you, like, stuffed up like me and Jay Ham. Where you can't breathe and you're sticking that, what is it, Arm & Hammer? What is that spray we use? You got it for me.
The Arm & Hammer saline.
That stuff Indian is like blizzard. Crack for me, bro. I'm like Tyrone Biggums with that stuff. Oh, yeah. Blowing it all out. I love it.
And you got the mid version. I'm the one. I got the high power stuff. Man, that make it feel like you just snorted some Vicks Vapor Rub around it.
Man, it's better than powdering for Miami when Tony Montana was still down there.
He put his whole face in the bag.
I know he did. But you can't breathe, by the way, if you don't take care of yourself. And if you don't take care of your house and you have mold, it could like literally wreck your immune system. It could wreck your health. It could wreck your respiratory, like your lungs and stuff, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like breathing. No more bong rips for you if you have that black mold.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure you do me a big favor and get in touch with the only licensed mold assessor, and that's Stan Mosier, the Memphis Mold Inspector. He is the only licensed mold assessor. Does North Mississippi. He does Memphis. All this area. All the way up into Jackson. It does West Memphis or East Arkansas. He's got you covered. Call him at 901-292-7788. That's 901-292-7788. Or visit MemphisMoldInspector.com. You tell him that Sports 56 sent you or Johnny sent you. Bing, bang, boom. Get a fat discount. Fat! Like Bubba the Love Sponge, I found out his neck. That dude had a turkey neck like a mug, bruh. Gobble, gobble. Ain't even like I want turkey. I want like gravy and some damn dressing right now after watching gravy. Big old Bubba the Love Sponge ass talk. But now I got Jorge, thank goodness. Now it's time to talk about bats and balls and what's going on around the league right now. And I will bring this up right off the top, first and foremost. Happy belated birthday, my man Tito. Tito, the best part of waking up is Jorge and Tito's in your cup.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. The big 4-0, man. Crazy birthday, but you know,
it just goes down here from there, baby.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Always remember, you're lucky. I'll be 8 years ahead of you if you want to know the nightmare that's coming up before you.
All right. Well, I'll be there for that one.
I haven't met Dr. Jellyfingers yet, though.
Not yet.
I'm supposed to. Like recent. Soon. I'm so scared. Like, I don't want to have to, like, answer a question from, like, I'm Ray J, and they ask me, if you went and had your prostate checked, are you gay? And I'll be like, oh, I don't know. Ditto. Never mind.
He's like, is that a true question?
This is, feels like it. No, but Jorge, there's been a lot of stuff going on in baseball, and you, I got to give you the most credit, and also my bank account needs to say thank you very much. You've been all over the Pittsburgh Pirates resurgence. Since before the season started, you basically came out and said a lot of things that people probably thought were crazy. If people have been paying any attention, right now the Pirates are dead last in the Central, but that means they're only 3.5 games back, in which is, I think, the tightest damn division in baseball. It is absolutely buck wild. I look at the Central, and you can say by numbers, But I don't believe in the White Sox. I'm sorry. I don't believe in Minnesota. I don't believe in the Guardians. I don't believe in even Detroit, because this is a 500 damn league over there in the AL Central. But in the NL Central, every single team is above 500. Every single team has scored over 140 runs. That's kind of impressive for an, like, for a division itself. And when you think about the Young Bucks and the Reds and the Young Bucks and the Pirates and the way the Cardinals are piecing things together and the Cubs are playing, the Brewers from last year are holding it together. And the hell, the Brewers' pitching has been out of control so far earlier in the season. So when you look at that Central, like, it seems almost impossible, like, to pick a winner. But you still believe in the Pirates, even though they're actually tied with the Brewers at dead last at only 3.5 games while everybody's above 500?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as making the playoffs, yeah, I told you they'll make a push for the final wild card spot, and I still believe in them.
And they're on a 3-game losing streak, by the way. The Pirates just, if I would have talked to you on Friday, we'd be talking about the Pirates in second place in the Central.
Right. But no, for sure I believe in them. I mean, they have that young pitching staff that we continue to talk about. They're scoring enough runs to keep up with the counterparts in that division. I mean, they've scored 144 runs. I mean, that's only second to Milwaukee in that division, if you're looking at it. I mean, their pitching staff hasn't hit their stride. They're giving up a lot of runs, but you can already tell they can put up runs with just about anybody right now. And I like them. I mean, is their pitching staff good enough to keep up with everybody else in baseball? That's yet to be seen. But as far as that division, hell yeah. I still got stock in them. It's still too early to tell anyway. I mean, we're not even one-fifth through the season.
Oh, yeah. We just getting – like we're getting warmed up. We're going to see teams fall apart after the All-Star break. We're going to see things like – I mean, you know how it is. Hey, by the way, Julio Rodriguez hadn't even started playing baseball. He never does until after the All-Star break. He just basically collects a check first half of the year.
I want his job.
I know, dude. I'm just going to be chilling for the first half of the year. I don't care how bad I look. By the end of the year, I'll be batting 300 and still have beautiful blue eyes.
Right.
But when I look also at the Brewers, I'm kind of worried. Like they're consistent in pitching. Like, they roll out quality arms. They lost a lot of big names, though, and these are quality arms. Are these guys are quality for an entire season and into the playoffs? Because, like you said, we're only a fifth of the way through. Or could you see maybe a drop-off for the Brewers when some of these young arms get a little tired?
Yeah, and that's why I really didn't pick them to make it to the playoffs, whether it was wild card or anything, because I mentioned to you, I think getting rid of Peralta was getting rid of him a year too early. You know, they put a lot of stock in the Miz, rightfully so, but I think it's a little too soon. And then they have Sprout in the lineup. I mean, in the rotation, where he hasn't been any good. He's 0-1 with over a 6 ERA, Brandon Sprout, which is who the Mets traded for Peralta. And, he hasn't really shown anything as far as close what he can be, which the Mets had him, ranked highly in their prospects, but he hasn't shown anything close to that. Now, they still are missing Cheerio, you know. Let's not forget that. So that's a big bat to be missing in the lineup. But, I mean, we've said this years before about two teams, which is them and Houston. They continue to lose MVP, All-Star caliber type players, and they still find a way.
I don't know. I can't believe I'm going to say this, call it a hot take. You know how good Houston's been for so damn long? I almost feel like we're watching Houston kind of before our eyes become that afterthought. Like, I feel like I'm watching them after every single great move that they made, all the wonderful things that they've done, the World Series, the cheating scandals they've gotten through, and all the good stuff, yada, 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 that you can constantly bring up. I almost feel like when I watch them, I'm watching the Astros kind of start to fall off. Like, call me crazy, but they don't look like the Astros. They don't hit like the Astros. They don't. Their pitching is absolutely ass right now.
Yeah, we said it last week. They led the league, and they still lead. Well, they're now second in the league at 154 runs scored, but they've given up 179. It's like, you know, you playing the basketball. You can't
now,
score.
Now, they've been hit
points.
By the injury bug, but it doesn't seem like – I mean, Josh Hader, he's going to be out for at least, what, till the All-Star break or something?
Yeah, right around there. Yep.
I believe Hunter Brown had to go back on the IL. Javier, Christian Javier, he's on the IL. And I can't even imagine how to say his name.
Their rotation isn't anywhere close to what they were 4 or 5 years ago. They're not the Astros of old. I told you 2 weeks ago, for some weird reason, in the Dish chat, I said, this seems like the year where the Houston Astros finished last in the division. And it does.
It doesn't
feel like the Houston Astros have that anything. Fight in them that they used to have, that late inning heroics that they used to have. They still have Alvarez. He's hitting out of this world, leading the league in average hits, I think slugging. He's leading the league in a lot of stuff. But they're gonna, I mean, we've seen it all the time in other lineups. When you got one hot hitter, what do? Just pitch around them. Nobody else is doing anything. And teams are going to do that eventually. But I don't see it. I don't see them doing anything this year.
And, you know, speaking of another team, like, you know, I still remember Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz and my man when Curt Schilling had ketchup on his sock and all the – when they came back on the Yankees. Like, there's just, like, so many great stories that had come out of Boston for so many years after they broke the curse of the Bambino. And it feels like that curse is back on them for some reason. Like, how did the Red Sox get this bad? They've already fired Alex Cora. Like, what the hell happened to them?
You know, I just think, you know, honestly, I mean, last year.
You think it's like John Henry don't care no more?
I mean, to be honest with you, it's one of them things to where, all right, now we're talking about Crochet being on the IL,
yep.
Right? And Grace. He's on the IL. He's on the 15-day IL. Who knows how long he's going to be out? I mean, if you're looking at their team, I mean, honestly, they're underwhelming. You know, they're not doing what they're supposed to. Bello, their prospect that came up, the right-handed pitching prospect, is 1-3 with over a 9
ERA.
Yeah,
Bello looks terrible. Terrible.
Yes.
He looks like he belongs in Triple A.
He looks awful. He looks terrible. And their best hitter, you know, this year so far has been Willy Abreu, and he just carried over what he was doing in the World Baseball Classic to the regular season. And they, you know, I mean, if you're looking at their lineup, there's really anybody in that lineup that really scares you right now?
Nope.
No? You're looking up and down the lineup, there's nobody like, you know, Anthony should be that guy, but he hasn't been. And, I mean, really, he hasn't lived up to what he can do. I mean, and again, let's say what it is. It's the first, you know, quarter of or fifth of the season. They still have a chance to turn it around. There's a lot of time. But it doesn't look good with them firing Cora and their entire staff.
Dude, I just, you know, look at this team as a whole. I mean, Aroldis Chapman was so good so long ago, and now it's 2026, bro.
Right.
Garrett Crochet is already injured. Sonny Gray is always freaking injured. Ranger Suarez is a good three, but he can't be your number one. And the kid Brian Bello has looked like ass all season, just straight terrible. And their defense, by the way, is also terrible. I don't know if Wilson Contreras is a first baseman. Like, damn.
But here's the thing with Boston, though. Their defense is usually always terrible.
True,
you know, and that's not a strong suit of theirs. They usually have solid pitching with average, meaning good hitting bats, meaning for average, and you plug in some power there. But when they don't have that going, it's going to show, and their defense is going to speak even louder.
Other than Garrett Crochet, if he stays healthy, tell me somebody who is even a thought to be an All-Star.
That's a good question.
Trevor Story's best days were in Colorado.
Trevor Story's
best days were in Chicago.
Trevor Story did have a great year last year.
He did, but...
Not so much this year.
I was going to say, Trevor's now, also 33 years old, bro.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, to be honest
He's
with
batting,
you...
what, 190, 180?
Yeah, but 193, I believe, his average is right now.
Damn.
And his OPS is 514. So, I mean, if you're if you're looking at the team as a whole, I mean, if anybody outside of Willie Abreu, honestly, there's nobody really as far as the MVP goes. I mean, the All-Star goes. I mean, and that's just solely based off of his average and his OPS. That's just, if you're looking at that. I mean,
do the Braves have the easiest walk, by the way? Like, are the Braves literally just going to walk this division down the whole season? Like, because the Marlins, the Nationals, the Phillies, and the Mets. Like, the Mets, I still don't understand how you can have the highest payroll in baseball and suck this bad. Like, if your name is if your name is Steve Cohen, you ain't going, because the dude down here, Steve Cohen, sucks, and the dude up there, he might be rich, but he sucks since he took over the Mets. I know he paid Juan Soto and everything, but bro, why didn't you keep the polar bear, like Brandon Nimmo? Like, they made some stupid ass moves.
Yeah, I mean, still, there's a lot of time left. Now, I don't think it's gonna happen. They've fallen way too far behind. They don't score a lot of runs. Their pitching is iffy at best. I don't think the Mets are gonna, you know, make a run at it. I think they're too far out. And then to answer your question about the Phillies still have time to put it together.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's only been three other teams in the all of baseball that have had all everyday players 33 years or older and make the World Series?
No.
And the Philadelphia Phillies, I believe, have four everyday players that's over 33 years old. So, that's going against them, first and foremost. Secondly, they got to get it together quick, man. They're not scoring a lot of runs. They're not doing much on the field. There's not a lot of, you know, they fired their coach. I mean, their manager.
In the first 30 games of the year, you don't want to find yourself 10.5 back. I know that.
No. No, not at all. I mean, because that 10.5 could easily become 20. And the way the Braves are playing right now, the Braves are legitimately running away with this division.
Please tell me you saw Ronald Acuna's, by the way, his throw the other night from right field to third base.
That doesn't make any sense.
Did you see that? Caught the ball over his shoulder, took one step, and just fired it off his back leg. And, like, dude didn't even slide because he's like, it's impossible. That might be the best throw I've seen since, like, probably Bo Jackson threw dude out at home.
Or since he did it last year, when he did that last year.
Yeah, when he did it, like, you're right. Dude, he's got, like, people don't realize, like, I don't know how, they know how fast he is. They know he can hit for power. He can steal bases. He can do a little everything. People forget in right field, don't run on him. He reminds, like, he's a much more, like, you know how relaxed Ichiro was in right field, and then he would turn around and hose it? Like, Ronald Acuna kind of has a little bit of that in him in that right field.
Like that, like the nonchalant.
When he caught the ball, like I said, the ball is hit. He's in right field. It is right down the right field line, tailing away from him. He has to catch the ball over in the right corner. He catches it over his shoulder. He's right by the wall. He literally sticks his foot in the ground and throws off his back foot, strike to third base all the way through the air, and hit the dude on the shoulder. It was as nasty as anything I've seen in a long time. Like, I was like,
to much of my dismay, because he's on the Braves. I've told many people this, and Trav,
when healthy, he's the best baseball player in the world.
He's gonna go down as one of the best ever. He is. If he's able to stay healthy, he's gonna go down as one of the best ever, because he has everything and he can do everything. This playing right, people don't understand, playing right field, you usually put your best arm in right field, because he can throw to any base, any given time.
And he's good enough to play center, because that's where he started with all that speed.
Yep. He can cover so much ground, and he has a cannon for an arm, and he displays it all the time. I still don't understand why people run on him. Like, why? There's no reason to.
Yeah, there really isn't. Right now, one other question before I have to let you go, sadly. I want to know, what's some of the most exciting things that you've seen in the first fifth of the season?
I mean, for me, it has to be, how about the Yankees and their pitching staff, what they've been able to do, man. I mean, that pitching staff is ridiculous. And that they're not even healthy right now. They're waiting on, they're scary. They're waiting on Rodon. They're waiting on Cole, and they look phenomenal. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I think that bold prediction that I made about them not making the playoffs, I don't think it's looking like it. But they have looked amazing, and their pitching staff. They've only allowed 103 runs this year. That's crazy.
I was getting ready to say, like, the way they beat the Rangers yesterday. I mean, they had runners bases loaded with one out. They went to the bullpen. I can't remember who they brought in. And bam, two strikeouts in a row. And, like, they're just pushing all the right buttons, it feels like. I can't remember who it was, like, Cruz or...
I think it was Cruz.
Was it Cruz?
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Man, like, dude, yep. Like, that was a... Like, you talk about coming into a jam and then booyah to ya, Jim. And then I think that's he came it, out... Go ahead.
No. And that's the other thing, to go to your point. They have so many different type of arms in that bullpen that it's scary. Like... We always talk about the bullpens and let's say with the Mets when they had Diaz. Now obviously he's gone, but San Diego with the bullpen they have, the Phillies with the bullpen they have. But how about the Yankees? Their bullpen is great, man, and they're scary. If they continue to pull up these amount of runs and only giving up 2-3 runs a game, it's going to be hard to beat them.
Plus the way they can hit.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's one thing I'm following now. The other thing I'm following is I'm really interested in seeing how this AL West plays out. This hasn't played out anything close to what we thought. You know, I told you that I had the A's finish second in the division.
Are the Athletics
right now,
still in first place?
Yeah, they're still in first place, 15-14, and it doesn't look like Houston's going to amount to anything this year. I mean, we have to see.
Houston's dead. Stick a fork in them.
We're going to have to see if Seattle and if Texas, you know, plays up to what they can.
Julio's going to show up after the All-Star break, and Seattle's going to win it. Angels are going to.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You know, I had Seattle winning this division. They still have a lot of time. Kyle Riley still can.
Right now, they can't hit anything. They can't score runs. When you can't score, you can't win ball games.
Nope. Exactly right. And, I mean, their pitching has looked all right, but they're definitely missing some pop from last year. I mean, one big bat that's gone, Suarez, isn't there anymore, you know, and he put up big numbers for them.
Yeah.
So it looks like that's a bigger hole than we thought there.
They need to get a little hit, and, you know, of course, you know, the big dumper, that's a hard year to follow what he did. Cal Raleigh is, that's, and then
yeah,
you got
course,
Randy
you
Rosarena, who's actually getting a little older. These ain't the Tampa Bay years. He's actually, I thought, played pretty good. But if you notice, like, he ain't hitting as many bombs.
Nope. He swings and misses a lot more than I remember him in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more.
And Crawford,
I don't know if that's just his approach that's changed. Because, you know, in Tampa Bay, he would make a lot more contact that I remember than what he's doing now.
J.P. Crawford looks like the worst. He looks like Ozzie Smith at the plate right now. And he don't play shortstop like Ozzie Smith. I'm late for a break, man. My man Jared's over there, like, running the ones and twos. He's looking at like me. He wants to kill me, Jorge. Tell everybody where they can find you.
The Dish 463 on YouTube, The Dish on Facebook and TikTok, The Dish 463. Come up your team, talk baseball. We got a lot of season, the whole entire season left, basically. Johnny, thank you for having me, and please join us on over there on YouTube and Facebook.
Man, be blessed, Jorge, and again, happy birthday. It's always brought to you by the best. That was the best baseball talk you're going to get. Well, the best spirit, period, is Tito's. Tito's handmade vodka, because when life hands you lemons, you don't freak out, you don't fret, you don't stress, you just make a lemon drop, make sure it's with the best. Tito's handmade vodka. I got some wood for you on the other side. And people, if y'all want, what is it? What's this dude's name?
Zachary Bryan.
How do you remember his name?
Coles Dispensary in Steele, Missouri. It's 60 minutes away. Shout out to Dr. Greg, who said he took a trip over there yesterday in the torrential downpour, and it was worth the drive.
Yes, it was. By the way, I could have wakeboarded down my street yesterday. Like, the water was just flowing, man. Coming down cars as hot as Cuda Brown. You know, right there, like, where Mount Moriah, you know, it turns into, like, Mendenhall, Mount Moriah, where they bump uglies. And then I'm right there at that little break. All that stuff from, like, that Kroger and that Home Depot were coming down. The rain's pouring. if I was young, I'd have been in deep trouble last night. deep trouble. Don't touch the dial. I got wood for you on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Not only can you listen to your favorite shows on Sports 56, you can also watch video of the shows live on Twitter and YouTube. Watch and listen every day
at Sports 56 WHBQ.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. And I'm just having a good day, man. It's hump day. It's dry. It ain't wet like it was last night. I'm fired up. I'm going down to Bangers Pickleball today to check it out.
What time are you going?
I'm going at 2 o'clock.
Okay. So you're going to do Superman? And
I'm going to do what? I'm going to just do a little, I'm going to do the first hour of Superman show. And then I'm going to head down to Bangers. Check out their pickleball action. Check out the restaurant. Make sure I get a drink at all three bars to make sure that they're safe and apropos because they got three of them. I want to see maybe a little, learn how to play a little Mahjong because they do that. They got trivia. They got even wine and whiskey tasting. Like Bangers Pickleball down in South Haven. I'm ready to bang. I don't know about you, but I'm always ready to bang. You know why I'm always ready to bang?
Why that?
Because Bluff City Health and Wellness. Just start calling me Apex RF, bro. I got that natural performance. The blood flows down to the most important head. The sensitivity, baby. All that feeling's back. And let me tell you something. My stamina, like Lance Armstrong, might be aerodynamic with his one ball, but Lance ain't got nothing on me, bro. Sheryl Crow, move over. Let's go. I got both of them. Both of them. But I got the stamina like Lance does. Man was taking like the clean and the clear like he was Barry Bonds, wasn't he?
He really
was. Yeah, dog.
I mean, with one ball, it ain't that uncomfortable on the bike seat.
He's no, it ain't that uncomfortable. You only got one testicle. You don't have to worry about ragging yourself so much. And also think about the aerodynamics.
He didn't have
not
to worry
as much
about
drag.
And then he's also driving through mountains and other terrain and the whole thing when he riding the bike. So, you know, the bouncing, he ain't got to worry about that part.
No, look, dog.
I tell you, he ain't got to worry about readjusting every pedal, you know.
But I know one thing. If you can't adjust that pedal after a long night, beautiful evening, and you're like, oh, I can't find my pills, or maybe I'm out, and you can't perform, man, that sucks, doesn't it? You know what? You think it sucks for you? Man, think about your girl, bro.
She probably won't be your girl much longer.
She ain't going to be your girl much longer. Bluff City Health and Wellness, though, seriously, with one simple phone call at 901-800-7606, 901-800-7606, you can go in there. It's 15 minutes. There's zero downtime, no side effects, no needles, bro. No pills. You ain't going to be looking around for your pills. And by the way, them pills are expensive, man.
As a man who checks the sissy log cabin text.
And I ain't no sissy.
Daily. You have a savage troop of listeners that listen to your show.
I did.
My man said Lance ride side saddle.
Well, if you want to get back in the saddle, Bluff City Health and Wellness will not help you just get back in the saddle. It'll get you back in the sack more than you can imagine. Don't worry. Brr, brr. Pooh Shiesty don't need it. Brr, brr. Because he in jail. And Gucci Band, he's so soft, he crying, dude. I can't believe he cried over that. What a softy. Dude, shot in my car. I kept going to work, didn't I?
On your way to work when he got shot at.
Yeah, but did I go to work?
I mean, you kind of had to make the show, John.
Well, I'm just saying, did I like get it? I'd be like, oh my God.
That's the day he was out at
somebody shot at me. Needs. Yeah.
You couldn't even get the 385 when they dumped it. That's messed up, man. I'm not laughing at nobody shooting at you, man, but I am.
Man, you know they going to miss, bro. Solid steel and sex appeal. You can't hurt me. Especially, that's how I feel after the Apex RF treatment. And again, Bluff City Health and Wellness, 901-800-7606. You can also check them out online. You can go to Bluff City Health and Wellness. Now, I just realized something, and I probably should have checked this out before I did it. But I'm not really sure their website. I know their number is 901-800-7606. I found it. Look how good I am, dude. Did you see that? One Google, bro. Bluff City Health and Wellness. Booyah to ya, Jim. Just Google that junt. Damn, they got a lot of stuff going on over there, by the way. They even got a video you can check out. ED's real and you don't want it. Men's health is important. Yeah. ED awareness is important. Erectile health will keep you alive. Intimate health will keep you fed. Sexual wellness will keep you bred. Apex of RF will make sure your head be working. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Bluff City Health and Wellness. Can you take me to Hardinwood? Boom. You got to hit a button. Then another button. See, pushing that right button's hard. That's why Cougars, I feel like, what are they doing talking to these young bucks, man? Have you heard about that? Like, for the first time in the world, like, young folks on these dating apps are, like, strictly dating 40 and older Cougs and MILFs. Did you know that?
Yeah, because the 40-plus-year-old women, they really ain't got much else going for them attention-wise, because us 40-plus-year-old...
No, look at Diana Russini with Mike Vrabel. You going to follow that?
You see what I'm saying?
You got to follow that.
You see what I'm saying?
But I also found out, you know my girl, Abby, that's on MLB Network? You know how I always talk about MLB Network is the... It is the gold standard of television. They don't put on anything but hot chicks. Like,
they know that chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah, chicks dig the long ball. You know, you got to have confidence to step in the box. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what you're doing when you're in there. You got to be like Barry Bonds. You got to hit it out the park. But, dude, I also found out this is terrible. It's not terrible. Yeah, sure, it's terrible. But now that Diana Russini is beginning to get thrown under the bus, other women are now coming out to be like, with Diana Russini's going to lose her job and Mike Vrabel, he should lose his job. Then also should Abby Labar. I'm like, damn, why should my girl Abby lose it on quick takes? You know, like, you know, I mean, quick hits. MLB Network late at night, 1 hour, dude. Legs, and more legs.
What's she doing?
Man, nothing bad. She slept with a hockey player.
Okay.
And she was younger, and she slept with a hockey player when he was married. This was years ago. So, Ian Cole is the dude she slept with. But, like, he's not in baseball, so isn't that kosher?
I mean, if it
not was, like she's sleeping with the Ducks head coach.
That's up to that man's wife, because that's the only thing that he violated. Apparently, it was his marriage.
Yeah, that's true.
And we don't know what the terms of his marriage is.
I will tell you this, though. It is, like, I feel like I would have to be a stone-cold killer to be able to have a side piece on my wife that even also went through marriage and having children. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, bruh, that's a long time. And then, like, I'd be so pissed because, you know this, in all honesty, you know Mike Vrabel's wife ain't leaving him. In fact, here, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Mike Vrabel.
Sandwich roll.
Mike Vrabel is going to step away for a little bit. You remember this is going to come out. I've become too much of a distraction. I'm going to take a leave of absence.
Be in the summertime, too, before training camp starts.
I was going to say, yeah, no, he'll miss, like, preseason, maybe, like, the first four games. And then Mike will be right back in the saddle, and Diana's still going to be jobless, and Abby LaVar's still going to be on TV. Women, Diana is the one who was the ball. Like, she was... She married a dude while she was still doing the side piece of another married man. And they say she slept with Sean McVay and Nick Casario.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's all coming out. Diana's been busy, bro. How do you think she got both coaches on, like, when COVID locked down?
And so they want to get the dudes fired just because she hot.
Because, yeah, they mad.
She hot and messy.
Ain't my fault. I didn't do that.
Let's ask some of these other sisters to come to us about Meg as well. It's like, man, that ain't our fault.
Dude, Meg, it ain't. Yeah, we didn't do nothing.
Yeah, we don't care.
Now,
we laughing at y'all because y'all championed it so hard. Y'all thought that it was love, but y'all also found out that Clay wasn't quite as lame and green as y'all thought he was and square, and he was on some different kind of player stuff. And he got money to be on that different kind of player stuff, and he wasn't bothered by it.
And also, they're ignoring that what goes around comes around. She made a whole song about cheating on people.
See what I'm saying?
Who did?
Megan Thee Stallion got a whole song about cheating on the dude.
They try to push Meg like Meg's a saint.
Every girl in this world. Okay, so there's this dude I saw on TV, on the TikTok. It was the TikTok. I don't know who he is. I got to find out who this guy is. He kept it so real. He was talking to like some fat dude who'd never ever had anything in his life. I swear to God, I'm going to find this. I got to play this. I got to make sure there's not any bad language. But he keeps it so real. So it's like this is basically a typical European man. We're basically talking about like, you know, why is it you say that you should wait to marry blah, 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 blah. Like the first time you do it should be with your wife. First time she do it. Yes, he said, I agree. He said, but the rules have changed. Who is this guy? He said, if I could force women back into the kitchen, I would, but we can't. And women ain't giving up the ground that they gained. And he's like, they want their own job, their own money, their own career, and they want their own side piece and side piece and side piece. So he said, if you're like a boxer, and you know you got the biggest match of your life coming up, he goes, are you going to train for it? And the European dude comes back to him. He's like, yeah, man. Of course I'm going to train for the biggest fight of my life. He goes, okay, 10 years from now, you've been married. You're fighting for your children. You're fighting for half your money. You're fighting for your property. You're really in the biggest fight of your life. Right? Yeah. Well, don't you think you need to train for it? He said, you better bleep these yo's if you know what I'm saying. That way you can find one that's worthy.
Good point.
I got his point. I feel this guy.
Good point.
I don't know who he is, man. Maybe you know who he is. Do you know who this guy is?
Oh, no, you don't want to watch those dudes, man.
Who is this guy?
That's that dude. His name is Myron, and he's like the host of a podcast of some real loser degenerate dudes called Fresh and Fit.
And
you do not want to be with those.
Women
you
and men alike hate
him. Oh, everybody hate him? So he's just
well,
a heel?
Some men like him.
All I know is I just saw listened to that one quote yesterday.
He said some agreeable stuff.
I agreed with it, and I liked it.
He's also stating this from like the standpoint of the simp of all simps. He is a super simp. And he ain't got no women.
Really?
Through all this talking, he ain't got no chicks, man. Look at this dude.
I believe that.
He ain't got no women, man.
But I did like his quote.
Here's what he likes to do, Sean. He will have on his show, it'll be him and two other guys, and they'll have like 15 or 20 women ranging from like, 21 to about 25 or something like that. 21 to 30-ish. And he's just pretty much lambasting them about how women are today. And they try to contest him, and he but he's really got a bunch of dumbass women up there to talk to, so he makes himself
look smarter. So he just makes him look smarter because he brings up ignorant
and
people.
And they draw the hits from out of
just outrage. Goes to every strip club across the country and brings them in.
Or you know, look
studying,
for,
you know.
You know, they go out on the street and do those interviews.
I'm just here for a little bit going to
what is this and what is what
college.
You feel about that? And then they round those women up and bring them on the podcast.
Okay, all I know is that yesterday I saw one clip and I played it for my wife. I liked it so much.
I mean, like J.M. said, he says,
I wanna know what
he
she
says agreeable
she
things.
All she did was look at me and she said, you're lucky I'm your wife.
Yeah, I mean, like J.M. said, he say agreeable things, but overall, he's a D-bag.
Yeah,
you know?
He will say stuff that we as men can identify and agree with, but it's like, you slow though, dude. Just what it is. He ain't got no women either, man. So it's like, you going to take advice about women from a dude that ain't got no women?
No, because... no. But I'm also not going to take advice from P. Diddy either.
Hey, this is true.
Because I realized something. He had a lot of them, and the way he treated Cassie was terrible.
And you just saw the Cassie stuff.
And I really feel like somebody, that guy was singing Old MacDonald How to Farm his whole life, and that's why he got into music, and that's how come he became a cuckoo-doodle-doo.
Cuckoo-doodle-doo!
By the way, did I tell you about how sad I was? Man, I'm bummed. So last night, did you know you didn't show up? Nobody showed up. I scheduled my first annual meeting of my sarcastic club, and not one person showed.
Because you didn't tell me.
Even though everyone said, no, you said it was going to be a great idea. Everybody said they would be there. Everybody said it was a dream, and like nobody showed. So damn. I'm back in two shakes. It's sarcastic, dummy. Back in two shakes, Sports 56. Are we going to gamble and be serious for once?
We would have been there if you would have told us, but you didn't want to be y'all over. Sarcastic and tell us.
You know, only thing I want y'all, only thing I want people to come over to my house is to like drink and party. So if you ain't down to drink and party.
I'm down to party. I don't drink much. I might have Tito's with you, though.
Best part of waking up.
There you go. Yeah, hell yeah. We finna gamble for real.
I like the party.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you know this. If you listened to Jay Ham yesterday and you listened to me, you would have made a lot of money yesterday.
With the exception on Josh Hart and Dyson Daniels, but that's okay.
Oh, I didn't give those ones out. Mine were winners.
I did tell you, Philly's going to cover this spread. They might got to get blown out.
Well,
cover it.
We got some big games tonight and back in two shakes because we got to give you three winners minimum. And plus, I got to give you a little daytime action because we do have daytime baseball. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. And everybody better listen because this is an important time of the day. This is how you make a little bit of money. But this is also how all you people out there who have businesses are trying to make sure you make money. Enviro-Master.com. If you got nasty grout, if you got dirty windows, if you got dirty floors, if you got restrooms that stink, I'm telling you, this is a complete disease control and odor prevention system. Go to Enviro-Master.com or call the owner himself, Tom Whitley, 901-356-8282. They'll save you money like we making you money. Jay, NBA.
Detroit and Orlando take the under 211.5. That's take the under on everything with that series.
Under where?
I like Cleveland -9.5 going back home tonight. They're going to go up 3-2. And give me the Lakers taking that -4.5 and closing out the Rockets, especially if there's no Kevin Durant.
Uh-oh. Lakers closeout game. It's going to be beautiful. Let's do it. There is one MLB game that's going on. Like right now because of a rain delay, and I just don't like it. But I do love you, so I'm not going to give you something I don't love. For Jay Ham, John Harden, Darian Newsome, I'm out of here. That's my time.